So Advaitam emphasizes transpersonal God. All the philosophers emphasize personal God. Even Vaishnavites, also the so-called Saivites. Kailasham and then Shivan and then Vaikuntam and Vishnu, they also what know? Swami Bhritya Bhava, I am an eternal servitor of the Lord. It's because they want to go and Swamiji says they want to go to Vaikuntam and sit next to Bhagavan and want to massage Bhagavan's feet. Better they feel related to Bhagavan. So secure. Suppose you had to be on your own. No, it's like the child never wanting to part with its baby walker.
Small all the time.
No, it's not a question of smallness. Emotionally dependent, being dependent. See, the thing is, that is why bhakti is defined very clearly. The desire for the knowledge of truth is the real bhakti. You know, otherwise what happens? And the best of the devotion is seeing everything as Bhagavan. Everything has the manifestation, only reality. That is the culmination of bhakti.
But at least he was insecure, you know, his teaching and the knowledge. It says you are also God, and as you say, Vaikuntham and Kailas, give us a security that
there is. Initially, what happens, we are basically dependent people. That dependence itself, emotional dependency is natural because of our insecure feeling. We are dependent. And the dependence is due to the delusion. Delusion is what now, there's error in our perception of one's own self and error in perception of the world also. That error in perception, it is not that it is wrong to be erroneous. But it's a problem. Error in perception is not wrong. It is natural. It is not bad. But it is a problem. So it has to be corrected. And that error is caused by what? I told you, total ignorance also, error is not possible. Total knowledge also, error is not possible. Half knowledge only is possible. Only in dim light error is possible. Now this I gave in my Thursday class. I told you, introduction to Vedanta. So only in half knowledge, error is possible. And then because half ignorance is there. So that avarana shakti, half ignorance being there, avarana shakti covers. But vikshepa shakti causes the error in your perception. Without the avarana shakti covering, vikshepa shakti cannot cause any problem. Error is possible because of covering, ajnanam. Isn't it? And the error is the problem. Ignorance by itself is not a problem. In total darkness, when you do not see this rope at all, you do not see snake also. There is no problem seeing snake. There is no fear possible. Ignorance is not a problem. But the error, ignorance is bliss. But error is samsara. Isn't it? Therefore, initially, naturally, we are dependent on the world. We can't be without the world. We always are dependent on the world. We need the world. Can you ever survive without being dependent on the world for your survival? Can you ever be by yourself? You can't. Initially, we can't. We are so dependent on the world. But you have to understand, world cannot keep you the company forever. That is why initially we say the world can never keep you a companion. Can never, always the world which is now you are dependent on emotionally. That means what? You need relationship with the world. World means people and everything, situations and everything. You need relationship initially. But as you are having relationship, you are able to enjoy the world as your companion, then itself understand the fact about the limitation of the world, that it cannot keep you company forever. And that is why you turn attention from the world to Bhagavan. and Bhagavan, you have a personal God externally outside. Then you have a transpersonal God. How? Then you be independent of the God also. You can't jump straight away from the world to yourself. Initially you can jump, really speaking, you're very sharp. When you can't jump, then be dependent on the world and take your mind away from the world and place attention on Bhagavan and be dependent on Bhagavan. And then Bhagavan also is only symbolic, isn't it? And study Shastra also, then understand you are that Bhagavan yourself. You are the truth of the whole Jagat is self of every being, means all that is here is only Bhagavan, means everything is Bhagavan, so I am Bhagavan as well. Actually, I means what? I. What is actually meaning of I? You understand? Then the transpersonal God. Transpersonal God means what? You don't believe in the God. It's not that God who sits in one place. It's a personal God means. See, I want a relationship with the personal God means. Why I become, I'm dependent on the personal God. It means what? Personal God means the truth. You want the truth to be a person whom you have, can have a regular relationship. A person or a form. Then a personal God means what now? Becomes located. Personal God is located. Once you give location, and that personal God is limited by its time and space. Isn't it? So you are working for a timeless end, timeless thing. That is nothing but your own swarupam. You just understand the truth. Isn't it? You will see here. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho.
Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho.
Maya samachadanat.
Maya samachadanat.
Sanmatrah karanopasamharanato.
Sanmatrah
karanopasamharanato. Yo bhut sushupta puman. Pragaswapsamiti.
Pragaswapsamiti.
Prabodhasamaye.
Prabodhasamaye.
Yavpratyabhijnayate.
Yavpratyabhijnayate.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
What he says here, before we go to this verse, we'll tell you, as I told you last time, this all Dehatmavadaha, Pranatmavadaha, Indriyatmavadaha, Chalabuddhyatmavadaha, and Shunyavadaha. Of all these vadas, Shankara being highly influenced by Nagarjuna, the Shunyatmavadi, has taken lot of his vadas, accepted his vadas. But he is the champion boxer. The Shunyatmavadi is the champion of all these people. He, with his very thoughtful arguments, refuted all other people. The Charvakas, and also this Yogacara Bauddhas also refuted by Shunyatmavadi. So, Shankaracharya thought it is enough as a, according to the Prathama Malla Nyayena, he thought he'll only knock off the champion to become the champion. So what he does, before we understand, we try to know what this Shunyatmavadi says. First, what is his argument? Then you can understand how he negates it. See here, according to Shunyatmavadi, emptiness is the self. Emptiness, nothingness or void vacuum is the self, truth. And what is his basis, what is the basis, on what basis does he establish that nothingness is the truth, nothingness is the self? His basis is the deep sleep state experience. He takes the deep sleep state experience and he says, in sushuptihi, jagat is not existent. In deep sleep state, jagat is non-existent. And then the body is non-existent. Mind is non-existent, pranas are non-existent, nothing is existent in the deep sleep state. And then even the eye cognition, eye sense is not there. I am, the knowledge also is not there. So knowledge is also not there. When nothing is there, nothing is there, but no cognition is there. No cognition is there. The now jagat is, knowledge is not there. I am, the cognition is not there. There is no time, there is no space, no differences. What differences are not there? This, you know, the knower, known, knowledge, triputi bhedaha. That difference is not there. What is there, then no thought is there. Therefore, nothing is there. Therefore, nothing is there, and in waking up, the jagat is there. You know, jagat has come out of nothingness. Jagat has, it is stuck in the same words. Jagat, the universe has created itself from nothingness. Buddha should be very happy reading that. God did not create the universe, fine. Like a pot maker did not create the pot, that the pot maker sits and creates a pot. God is not a person sitting and creating the jagat. That is correct. But out of the universe has created itself also is okay. You can say that way, accept. But what is not acceptable? Out of nothing. Because nothing is there in deep sleep state, and there in the wake is that jagat is there. So out of nothing, the jagat has come into manifestation. Therefore, the truth is nothingness, void. And therefore, I am shunyaha, I am emptiness, I am void. So what Shankara says here, I briefly put his, because we are not really interested in their vision, but still we have to understand. This is his argument. And Shankara Bhagavatpada says, you cannot say emptiness is the truth because deep sleep state is not emptiness. Deep sleep state is pure existence. For him, non-existence is the truth for a Shunyavadi. For Shankara, pure existence is the truth. Have you got the difference now? Non-existence is the truth for a Shunyavadi. Illamai. Nothing. Non-existence is nothingness, isn't it? Non-existence is the truth for him. For Shankara, pure existence is the truth. So what he says, see, in waking state and in dream state, vikshepa shaktihi, when the vikshepa shaktihi is dominant, in waking state and in dream state, vikshepa shaktihi is dominant. Therefore, what happens? There are all the organs of actions are active. Mind is active, mind is functional, and also the sense organs are functional. When they're all actively, they're all transacting. There's a transaction, isn't it? There's a transaction happens in waking state, and also dream state. That means mind is functional in dream state. Half mind is functional. And then in deep waking state, mind and sense organs are all active. In deep sleep state, mind and sense organs are resolved. That means in deep sleep state, avarna shakti is dominant, vikshepa shakti is dormant. In dream and waking states, vikshepa shakti also is active. Dominant. Therefore, when the mind and sense organs are active, there is transaction happens. Then what happens? Then this pure existence becomes qualified existence. There's a qualification. For the existence has qualification, gets the qualification. I mean description, an adjective. Existence has adjective. In deep sleep state, it loses its adjective. It loses the disqualification. There's only difference. What is the qualification? I'll explain to you. For example, if this mic is here as a non-luminous, opaque object is there, now I can say this light is, therefore, in the presence of light, being pervaded by light, illumined by light, this opaque object shines. So presence of the opaque object, because of the opaque object is presence, what happens? The light has the not now. I ask you, how come non-luminous opaque object shines? It cannot shine by itself. It needs the illuminator. Who is that? What is that? Because of which the opaque object shines, when I ask, you said there is an illuminator. Who is the illuminator? Light. Then you have to say, illuminator light. Illuminator light is here. Illuminator light. The illuminator is an adjective for qualification, which qualifies the light. Light is qualified by the word illuminator. Is it clear now? Adjective for the light. Light is a noun, illuminator becomes the adjective. It describes the light. It becomes a qualification for the light, isn't it? Qualified light. In the presence of opaque object, light is the same light only. Okay, in the presence of opaque object, it has this status. What status? Illuminator status. Opaque objects, presence of opaque objects. Please understand, existence of opaque object does not lend existence to the light. Presence of opaque object. So light is not dependent on the opaque object, isn't it? To become, for its existence. Light is not dependent on the opaque object for its existence. But light is dependent on the opaque object's presence to have the qualification. Is it clear now? Light is dependent on the opaque object to have the status of being the illuminator, to have the illuminator status, to have the illuminator qualification, to be described as the illuminator light, to have the adjective illuminator. Light is dependent on the presence of the opaque object. In the absence of opaque object, isn't it? Still light is there or not? Yes. Light is not dependent on. So the opaque object is responsible for the light to have become qualified light. Opaque object is responsible for the light to become qualified light. But opaque object is not responsible for the existence of the light. Is it clear now? That means light is independently existent. In the absence of opaque object, light does not lose its existence. Light only loses its qualification, illuminator status. Is it clear? It's a very, very subtle point I'm making here. Is it clear? Similarly, we'll come from light and opaque to now the world, isn't it? Now we can say this, any object in the world, it can be form, color, light, it can be sound, it can be smell, it can be touch, it can be taste. Any object in the world or the world as a whole, what now? It's there now, isn't it? When the world is evident, when the mind and sense organs are functional, but for this mind and sense organs are functional, there is transaction is there. There's a transaction of seeing, transaction of hearing. When the mind and sense organs, when Vikshepa Shakti is dominant, in the waking state, mind is functional, totally functional, sense organs are functional, there's a transaction happening. What is transaction of seeing, transaction of hearing, transaction of smelling, transaction of tasting, transaction of touching. All these transactions happen. When the transactions are there, is this a perception of the world, then what happens? The existence consciousness or the pure consciousness, the pure existence, has this status. What status? Knower status. Hearer status. Listener status. Smeller status. Is it clear now? Taster status. It has the status. It becomes qualified existence consciousness. Qualified consciousness, qualified existence. What is that? So therefore, the pure consciousness existence is not dependent on the operation of the mind and senses for its existence. Is not dependent on the operation of mind and senses for its existence. Nor is this not dependent for its existence, but to have a status of the illuminator of the world, to have a status of the knower of the world, to have the status of the, seer, hearer status, it is dependent on the function of the mind and senses. Therefore, operation of mind and senses, function of mind and senses, transactions are responsible for what now? For the consciousness to have the qualification. Is it clear now? Very important lesson. So what happens now in the waking state and in the dream state? When the first Vikshepa Shakti is dominant, then there's a transaction. Suppose you see the light. Then that transaction invokes. Mind is functional, eyes are seeing, ears are hearing. Then there is what now? Transaction of seeing takes place. That means what now? Transaction invokes Triputi Bhedaha. Transaction alone invokes differences. When there is a transaction of is there, this transaction invokes difference. What difference? Knower, knowledge, known. Seer, the transaction of seeing takes place. The Triputi Bhedaha is invoked. Triputi is invoked. What is Triputi? No, the threefold difference, isn't it? Seer, instrument of seeing, and the seen. When there is transaction of hearing, transaction of hearing takes place, there is a hearer and the instrument of hearing and the object heard. Triputi Bheda is invoked only when there is transaction. Transaction is possible only when all the organs are, you know, this 11 karanas we have, 5 sense organs, 5 organs of actions, and antahkaranam mind, 11. Gauna pranaha are ekadasha karanani. These 11 are functional, 11 are active. Mind, 5 sense organs, 5 organs of action, subtle powers. They're all active. Then what happens? Then there is this status comes. Hearer, there's a triputi difference comes. Hearer, instrument of hearing, object heard. The smeller, instrument of smelling, object smelled. Taster, instrument of tasting, and then objects tasted. The one who touches, the instrument of touch, then object touched. This is called Triputi Bhedaha. Dhyatru, the Jnatru Jnana Jnaya Triputi Bhedaha. Knower, knowledge, isn't it? Known difference. Suppose a person is running, you know, then the runner, the act of running, isn't it? And the object of action of running also is there. Why is he running? Object, isn't it? So in actions also Triputi Bheda is there. In knowledge also Triputi Bheda is there. Therefore in operation of when these other organs of actions are active, or the powers of sense organs are active, when the mind is active, the 11 karanani, 11 these karanas, 11 instruments of functions, transactions are functional, then this transaction invokes the Triputi Bhedaha. Only then there is this consciousness existence has the status. Seerhood, hearerhood, hearer status. Isn't it? Suppose even now here, suppose I ask you all, you're all seeing now. Come on, all of you, close your eyes and just only listen to this Nama Japa, Om Namah Shivaya. If I ask you, and all of you close your eyes, and you're all awake now. Your attention is totally focused on a mantra I'm chanting. You are not seeing anything because you're totally focused on a mantra I'm chanting. Even then, in this transaction, the seer qualification has gone, hearer qualification continues to be there. Is it clear now? When the seer qualification goes, it does not mean the existence of consciousness has gone. Is it clear? Consciousness existence continues to be there. What has gone now? The qualification alone has gone. What qualification gone? The seer qualification gone. Why? Because the mind is totally focused in what now? Focused on this hearing. Even in waking state. Is it clear now? Very important. And when you are running very fast, you can't run closing your eyes, isn't it? Then there is what now? There is a runner eye, seer eye, hearer eye. So in the transaction of hearing, there is a hearer eye. So eye is not responsible for the existence of existence. Is it clear now? It only gives the status. For that status to be there, there must be transaction. For the transaction to be there, the mind and senses must be functional. Is it clear? Okay. When they are, that is why the mind is resolved, totally avarna shakti becomes dominant and vikshepa shakti becomes dormant, mind is non-functional, the mind becomes, senses become non-functional, then there is no transaction, then what happens in non-transactional condition, what happens is there is the pure consciousness existence continues to be there without the qualification, without the attribute, without the seerhood, without seer, knower, runner, doer status, without the illuminator status. Is it clear now? That pure consciousness, pure existence, then what is the swarupam? Pure existence. In waking state, what is this? There is a manifest existence. The qualified existence becomes individualized existence, located existence, localized existence, divided as though existence. Is it clear now? In waking state, located existence, individualized existence, particularized existence. Do you get the point what I'm saying here? In deep sleep state, what now? There is no time, there is no space, there is no division, there is unqualified, non-transactional, pure existence consciousness. But pure existence is not available for transaction. Pure existence is not available for transaction. If the pure existence is not available for transaction, non-availability for transaction does not mean the non-existence. Isn't it? Suppose somebody comes to the class, sits quietly, doesn't speak to anybody, the quietly comes, sits and goes, that person becomes a non-prominent person. Non-prominence does not mean the non-existence. Isn't it? So here also what now? Being non-transactional, isn't it? Transactions are not there. Not being qualified does not mean non-existence. Is it clear now? It means what is there now? What does Shunyavadi say? There is non-existence is the truth. Shankara says pure existence is the truth. Because deep sleep state is not emptiness, not non-existence. Deep sleep state is pure existence. Pure existence means what? Not manifest existence. Non-manifest existence means what? Unqualified existence. Unqualified existence means what? Statusless existence. What statusless existence? Seer status, doer status. Status is not there. Why status is not there? Why illuminated status is not there? Because there is no transaction. Why there is no transaction? Because mind and senses, karanani, they are resolved. Therefore, what? The vikshepa shakti is dominant. Then what is dominant then? Ajnanam is dominant. Avarna shakti is dominant. In deep sleep state, avarna shakti is dominant, vikshepa shakti is dominant. In waking and dream state, vikshepa shakti is dominant. Isn't it? Avarna shakti is like there, half dominant. Is it clear now? Then, therefore the status changes. If you remove the mic from here, And still light is light, same light without any change continues to exist. Then that light, it doesn't have status, what? Illuminator light. The qualification alone goes away in the absence of the opaque object. The losing the qualification, not having the qualification, does not mean the non-existence of the light. It's a very beautiful matter thing, isn't it? Pure existence. That is why when you say manifest light or pure light, isn't it? Pure light is unqualified light. Manifest light is qualified light. In waking, what do you have? In waking and dream state, you have qualified, individualized, located, isn't it? Existence consciousness, which involves Triputi Bheda. It invokes this knower known knowledge. Seer seen, instrument of seeing, that difference. Then the status also is there. Qualified. That is called Abhasaha. Sat Abhasaha. Qualified existence is called what now? Sat Abhasaha. Abhasaha means what now? This manifest existence is called Sadabhasaha. Pure existence is called Sanmatraha. In deep sleep state, Sanmatraha. I, the self, am the pure consciousness existence in deep sleep state. In waking and dream state, I become what? I, the pure consciousness existence, become qualified. Understand now, the pure existence becomes qualified existence in deep sleep state and waking state. Got the point? Very subtle. Sadabhasaha sanmatraha. Sanmatra, san means what? Sat. Not S-U in sun. Sat means pure existence. And sat matraha in sandhi becomes sanmatraha. Pure existence means sanmatraha. Manifest existence means sadabhasaha. For the sat to become sadabhasa, there must be transaction. For the transaction to be there, mind, karanani must be functional. Mind and senses, organs, ashes must be active. Is it clear now? Therefore, Shankara says, come on, don't say, non-existence is the truth. Please understand what is there in deep sleep state is pure existence consciousness. And the pure existence consciousness is the I of all the beings, the self of all the beings, the truth of all the beings, the only reality which is always there. How to know that pure existence was there in deep sleep state? He says, come on, use your experience. When you say, I saw this person last year. Oh, I saw you last year. You are the same person, aren't you? When I ask him, what does it mean? The person whom I am relating to now, whom I am recognizing, experiencing now, is the same person whom I had seen last year, or last month, or few days ago. Isn't it? It's called a recognition of, isn't it? How is it possible? Recognition is possible. The same person must have been there before. The same person is now. Only then recognition of the same person is possible, isn't it? Now, whom I saw was different person. Whom now I see is different person means I can't say I am recognizing the same person. It's called a pratyabhigna. Say no? Pratyabhigna. Pratyabhigya means what now? Actually, you recognize. He says, that is why when you fall asleep in deep sleep state, you are pure consciousness existence. You are not non-existence. Because non-existence cannot get up and say, I slept well. When you wake up in the waking state, what do you say? Prag aswapsam. Aswapsam. I slept well. The say I, which says slept, this even grammatically, the slept verb cannot be without the subject. What is sleep here? A sleep is not really sleeping here. I slept means what here? What is that I? The verb is a slept. When you wake up from sleep, what do you say? I slept well. You must be awake to say that I slept well. Sleeping, you can't say I am sleeping well. You must have woken up from sleep, you have to say what? I slept well. Slept as a verb which implies an action or a function, is not possible without the subject being there. Grammatically also. So he says, Shankara, we are going to see that next class also. Even grammatically, how is it possible for the verb to be used without the subject, the agent? Isn't it? I slept well. There was that I which was there sleeping is what now? The same I now which is awake. That sleeping implies what? Sleeping implies consciousness being pure consciousness existence without being qualified, without be involved in transactions. Non-transactional. Non-transacting, isn't it? Because when there's no transaction, this non-transacting consciousness is not available for transaction. The pure consciousness is not available for transaction. There's no transaction. When there's pure consciousness, what transaction is there? Consciousness is the same unchanging consciousness. It gets this for it to only, that's why existence of this reality, the consciousness existence, pure existence is not dependent on the transactions of the organs for its existence. Whether they are functional, non-functional, consciousness is always there as pure existence, isn't it? Only thing is it to have the status of being the seer, knower, hearer, doer, etc., it needs transactions. Is it clear? Otherwise, always there. There's no time. Time is not there, space is not there, division is not there, horizontal division is not there, vertical division is not there, world is not there, nothing is there, nothing is there, but nothing is there is known. What is that? Nothingness is evident. Nothingness is evident means something must be there. Nothingness, nothing is there in deep sleep state, is evident. Even though you do not talk about the nothingness while you are asleep, but you wake up and talk about the nothingness, which was your experience. That implies again what? Experiencer. That experience is what? Pure existence consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, when you say, I slept well, that I, which was unqualified consciousness, unqualified, unlocalized, unindividualized, pure consciousness existence, is there I am awake, when you say, the same pure consciousness existence, unqualified pure consciousness existence is now available as what now? Manifest consciousness existence as qualified existence. I am a seer. When you say the same consciousness, what now? Available as what now? Available for transaction, available as the qualified consciousness existence. Is clear now? That's why aswapsam. In deep sleep state, Shankara says here, therefore why that status is not there? When this avarna shaktihi is total, avarna shaktihi is dominant, vikshepa is dormant, what happens now? This consciousness becomes, consciousness continues to be there as pure consciousness existence, not being available for transaction. Like what? Like the moon which is cover eclipsed. Like the sun, eclipsed sun, this I, the consciousness existence, is what now? Eclipsed by avarna shaktihi, is there as pure consciousness. Because now available there for as a manifest consciousness, you cannot say it is non-existence. Is it clear now? Generally, it is our problem. Anything which is not available for transaction, anything which is not available for perception, is non-existent. Then we conclude. Why it is non-existent? Non-available for transaction. Non-prominent. Therefore, non-available for perception. Therefore, it is non-existent. So, is it clear now? Therefore, we think what now? Consciousness, what existence also what now? Is non-existent. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. Another big thing. What for him, what is absolutely real for a Shunyavadi? Shankara says that is, there's no such thing called non-existence at all. Always, what is there is only existence. Such a subtle point, subtlest thing this is. Hope you get it. If you don't get it, doesn't matter. I'll continue next week, I'll repeat. I'll be repeating anyway. The few more verses. The amazing Dakshinamurti stotram is amazing stotram. Such a wonderful stotram. I'm explaining within I'll go to shloka. Therefore, in avarna shaktihi is like what now? Like the Rahu. Rahu in mythology is a snake. In astrology is a shadow planet. Shadow of the earth is what now? Is the Rahu. Understand now? Really speaking, astrology and mythology you have to understand. And a snake goes and gulps the sun. Is it possible? In mythology. In astrology, the shadow of the earth covers. The Chaya Graha, shadow planet. So, when the shadow of the earth falls on the sun, it is seemingly hidden. That does not mean earth is, this sun is non-existent, isn't it? When the shadow of the earth falls on the sun, then the sun is hidden. Sun being hidden does not mean sun being non-existent. Sun is existent, isn't it? The very sun being hidden by earth is visible because of the presence of sun. Eclipse. How are you seeing the eclipse itself? You are seeing sun being eclipsed is seen because of the sun. So this means sun is really covered, isn't it? Sun is not existent. If sun is covered by Rahu, hidden by Rahu, sun is not hidden sun does not become non-existent sun. So unmanifest, unindividualized, pure consciousness does not become a non-existent consciousness existence. Is it clear now? Well, he says, Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho. Rahu grasta divakara indu sadrushaha. Puman. This Puman, who is Puman here? This person, this existence consciousness. Okay, I. You can say Puman here means you can say I, the I here is what? No, the pure existence consciousness. What happens now here? Sadrushaha. He is like what now? This consciousness existence, this person, is like the Divakaraha sun and Induhu moon. Sun is called Divakaraha because Diva means day and Karaha means maker, the maker of the day. Diva karoti iti Divakaraha. Pahal seigravan, pahalavan. That's Tamil meaning. So one who makes the day is called what now? Maker of the day is Divakaraha sun. And Induhu means moon. Divakara Indu Sadrushaha. This person, this I, the pure existence consciousness, is like the sun and the moon. Which sun and the moon? Like eclipsed sun and the moon. Eclipsed by what? Rahu. Rahu Grasta. Eclipsed by Rahu, the sun and moon. Eclipsed by Rahu is called Rahu Grasta Divakara Induhu. And the Puman, this pure existence consciousness, this I, the pure existence consciousness, is like the eclipsed sun and the moon. So sun and moon are eclipsed by the Rahu. The pure existence consciousness pure existence consciousness is, why I'm saying using is because one and the same. The pure existence consciousness is eclipsed by avarana shaktihi. Total ignorance is there, isn't it? Avarana shaktihi is dominant. Vikshepa shaktihi is withdrawn, resolved, isn't it? Therefore, non-operational, there is no transaction. Because they're all the karanas are non-operate, non-functional. Therefore, what now? When the avarana shaktihi, because of the avarana shaktihi, there is no transaction, no functions, therefore, no status. Qualification, attribute is not there. Illuminator of the world, knower, seer, hearer, that status is not there for consciousness. For pure, unqualified consciousness is there. Unqualified consciousness existence is there. Where he says, Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho. Sadrusha means similar. This existence consciousness is similar to the sun and moon, eclipsed by the Rahu. Eclipse this conscious exists eclipsed by what? The eclipsed by avarana shaktihi of maya. So being eclipsed does not mean being unqualified does not mean non-existence. Is it clear now? Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho. How does this Puman become Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrushaha? How is it similar to the sun and moon eclipsed by Rahu? He says, Maya samachadanat. Maya samachadanat. Maya samachadanat. Achadanam means covering. Avaranam, another word for avaranam is what? Achadanam. That is why for your quilt and all is achadakaha. That with which you cover yourself in winter is called what? Achadakaha. We in India we say any sheet is achadaka. Any quilt is achadaka. Understand now? Achadakam means that with which you cover yourself. Okay? So here, achadanam means covering. Samachadanam means well covered, totally covered. Samachadanam. Due to the total covering, samachadanat. Covering caused by what? Avarna shakti of maya. Maya samachadanat. Due to the covering of, total covering of this maya shakti. Because of the covering of the avarna shakti of maya, this pure consciousness existence, you know, seems to be as though non-existent. It is seemingly non-existent, really not non-existent. Is it clear now? Like what? When the sun and moon are eclipsed by this Rahu, Chaya Graha, sun and moon do not become non-existent. They are seemingly non-existent. They are only covered. Being covered does not mean being non-existent. The Rahu covers, here pure consciousness is hidden, covered by what? Avarna Shakti. It in fact does not, and even being the sun and moon being covered, sun being covered by the shadow is not because of the very presence of the sun. Isn't it? How do you know the eclipse? Because sun only, isn't it? Similarly here also, the Amavarna Shakti covers means what? Only status is not there. Pure existence, always there is pure existence. But the qualification is not there. You got the point? Very thing. Then he says, Maya samachadanat Rahu grastha divakara indu sadrushaha. No, sanmatraha. Sanmatraha means what now? As pure existence. Matram, Tamil matranda. Just mere existence. Pure existence. Sat matram. Sat alone is there in deep sleep state. Don't say nothing is there. Sat alone is there. Pure sat alone is there. Pure existence alone is there in deep sleep state. Hey Shunyavadin, don't say nothing is there. Sat alone is there. Pure existence, consciousness alone is there. San matraha. Why san matraha? Sad abhasa is not there. Manifestation is not there. Manifestation is not there means what? Sadabhasa word is not there. I am using it. Okay? To make you understand san matra, I am using sadabhasa. Sad abhasa is not there. San matraha asti. Kevalam sadasti, pure existence is there. Manifest existence is not there. Why manifest is existence is not? Qualified existence is not there. Individualized existence is not there. Localized, locate existence is not there. Divided, subject-object division is not there in deep sleep state. Isn't it? Division is not there. So it's called nirvikalpa satta. What is it now? Sanmatra. Nirvikalpa satta means what? Divisionless pure existence. Savikalpa satta means what now? Manifest existence with division such as knower, knowledge, known. Savikalpa satta is possible when in waking and dream. When Vikshepa Shakti is dominant. When there are transactions, when the mind and senses are functional. In deep sleep state, Avarna Shakti is dominant, Vikshepa Shakti is dominant, no transaction, no functions, no qualification. Sanmatraha sadabhasaha. When is sanmatraha? Deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, sanmatraha. In waking and dream state, sadabhasaha. Is it clear now? Sanmatra, sanmatra. Why sanmatra? He says, karana upasam haranataha. Say now, karana upasam haranataha. See, karanam means organs of transactions. 11 organs of transactions. What are they? Panchajnana indriyani, panchakarma indriyani, ekam antahkaranam, one mind, 5 sense organs, 5 organs of actions, totally 11, we can say gauna pranaha, ekadasha karanani. All these organs of transactions, sense organs and organs of actions and mind, they are all resolved, withdrawn. Upasamharanam. Say now, upasamharanam means when the mind and sense organs, all the powers of organs of actions, all are withdrawn. Upasamharanam means what now? Withdrawn. That means they become non-functional. They become resolved. Upasamharanam means withdrawal, no resolution. But upasamharanataha means due to the resolution of the mind and senses, organs of transactions. Due to upasamharanataha, due to, because of the withdrawal of mind and senses, due to the withdrawal of these organs of powers of transactions. கரணங்கள் எல்லாம் உள்ள இழுத்து வச்சுக்கிறதுனால ஒண்ணு பண்றது வேலை பண்றது இல்லை தானே, ஆள்ல உறக்க நிலையில. So when they're all withdrawn, when they're all non-transactional, upasamharanataha, what happens? Sanmatraha. There is pure, unqualified existence consciousness. Why sanmatraha? Why not sad abhasaha? Why only pure consciousness existence? Why not manifest consciousness existence? Because of the withdrawal of mind and senses. Karana upasamharanataha sanmatraha. Who is that? Puman. The consciousness existence. I also is not there. Pure consciousness existence is there. Isn't it? So, everything is folded. Where is the Jagat? Not there. Resolved. Where are the functions? Resolved. Where is the mind? Resolved. Where are the sense organs? Resolved. Where are the organs action? Resolved. Everything is resolved. What is there? Pure consciousness existence. Isn't it? It's a big cloth. Put them all together and make a mota. They all come together. Space is taken away, things become one. Remove the space, divisions will resolve. Remove the time, divisions will resolve. Sense and mind are folded, time and space will resolve. Time and space go away, everything becomes one. That one is pure existence consciousness. Sanmatra karanopasamharanato. Sanmatra karanopasamharanato. Karana karananam upasamharanat. Karananam upasamharanat. Means what now? By resolving, due to the withdrawal of senses and mind, all the 11 organs of transactions are all withdrawn. Due to that, pure existence alone is there as unqualified, attributeless consciousness. Is it clear now? सन्मात्रः करणोपसंहरणतो यो भूत् सुषुप्तः पुमान् यः पुमान् दिस् पर्सन् दिस् पर्सन् यः पुमान् सुषुप्तः अभूत् सुषुप्तः अभूत् मीन्स् वाट् नौ सुषुप्तः अभूत् हि बिकेम् इन् हि फेल् अस्लीप् रियलि सुषुप्तः अभूत् हि वास् अस्लीप् वेन् हि वास् अस्लीप् वाट् वास् हि वास् अट् लीस्ट् बि स्लीपिङ्ग् डस् नाट् मीन् रियलि बिकम् नान् एक्सिस्ट् इसन्ट् इट् Sleeping means non-transactional, non-transacting consciousness. In fact, consciousness does not transact at all. Without consciousness, no transaction is possible. But when no transaction is there, what happens now? Pure existence. San matraha. Sushuptaha abhut. Yaha puman san matraha sushuptaha abhut. This person who became asleep as pure existence due to the withdrawal of mind and senses, all the organs of transactions, losing the qualification, losing the attribute, without the attribute. In waking state, attributed consciousness. In deep sleep state, attributeless consciousness. What does consciousness really have an attribute? No. But it gets the attribute when the transactions are there. Is it clear? It must be slowly, it must be bring blessing with a lot of clarity. This answer for Stephen Hawking also.
San matra karanopasamharanato.
I have great run for Stephen Hawking because amazing, really he has worked with this disability also. His mind is amazing when all the time thinking. That's good. Because unaided intellect, highly bright intellect he's got, very bright intellect he's got, but unaided. So unaided can come to this much. A Shunyavadi is the highest of the champions. You know? And the Shankara is the champion of the champion. Isn't it? So he has become, now today he has got to that point. Stephen Hawking has brought science to that status. If he is accepted by other scientists. But we accept him, no problem. But we say, oh, small error in your problem. A small bhranti is there. Amazing intellect he is. That is good, no, to survive among so-called fanatics. It's good. Anyway, I don't know how much agitation has caused. The people who are, or people are personal, emotionally entangled with personal gods. Advaitam always, no? In fact, our Vidyaranya Swami says, "Hey Shunya Vadin, I don't need to knock you at all. No, but you're non-existent. For me to knock you off, you must be existent, no? I don't need to knock you off. Why? Because you're non-existent. We'll do the text, we'll do the text. I really am really looking forward to see that. It's a 15 chapters, Panchadashi. And I'll start that next, after this. I'm thinking one class. Because amazing clarity will come. So, Yaha abhut sushuptaha puman. Isn't it? Deep sleep state is a state of mind, isn't it? Consciousness does not sleep. We don't say consciousness asleep. Here what we say, non-prominent person being mistaken for non-existent person. When there is no transaction, unqualified consciousness is as though asleep. Even then there is no, it's not asleep. You know that? Yo bhut sushuptah puman. Bhut sushuptah puman. So now you see, karana upasam haranataha. Due to the withdrawal of this karanani alone, 11 karanas alone, there is unqualified pure existence alone is there. If the karanas are not withdrawn, then not sad matraha, sad abhasa will be there. Then you will accept, oh yes, existence is, as existence of mic, existence of light, existence of everything, as a cognizer. Isn't it? Nothing is there, what is there? Nothing is there is evident to something, that is what is pure existence, pure consciousness. Nothing being evident is evident, isn't it? In deep sleep state. Okay. He says now, Pragaswapsamiti.
Pragaswapsamiti.
Here, to say that conscious, pure existence, consciousness is there, continues to be there in deep sleep state, when nothing is there also. Non-existence is not there. Deep sleep state is not an emptiness. Deep sleep state is not non-existent, it's pure existence. To know that, we can say pramanam. We have to support the argument with three support, no? Shruti pramanam, then yukti pramanam, logic, support of the logic, support of Veda, then our own day-to-day experience, anubhava pramanam. Our own experience is the pramanam. So Shankara gives a third, our own experience, he gives us an example here. Pramana, how do you say there was pure existence in consciousness, in deep sleep state? How do you say deep sleep state is not non-existence but pure existence? How do you say that? For that Shankara says, come on, listen, this is a pratyabhigya. Pratyabhigya is the pramanam. Recognition is the pramanam. No, he says no. Prag aswapsam. Say no. Prag aswapsam. Prag means before. Munne. Aswapsam means I slept. Munbu tunginen. Prag aswapsam means what now? Munbu tunginen. Idhar enjikar mad tunginen. I slept before. I slept. Prag aswapsam. I slept before. Iti. I slept before, thus, Indra, Prabodha Samaye. Prabodha Samaye means what now? At the time of waking up. On waking up. When a person wakes up, at the time of waking up, Yaha Pratyabhijnayate, one who recollects and recognizes. Isn't it? Like he recognizes. How he, I slept well when he says, this person says, I did not know anything. I slept well means, I was there in deep sleep state. Isn't it? I slept well before. That means what? Subject was there. I did not know anything. Not knowing is an action. Not knowing is, isn't it? That's a verb. Knowing is a verb, not knowing is also a verb, isn't it? Therefore, there is a subject. I did not know anything. I slept well means I existed before. I existed before. But how I existed before? I existed as Sanmatraha, pure existence. I slept well. The verb slept has a subject, has an agent, which is I. I did not know anything. Not knowing, who was the one who did not know anything? I. So I existed. I existed. When I existed in sleep, I did exist in sleep. I did exist, but I did not know anything. I slept. That I am awake now. The one who slept before is awake now. I am awake now. I slept well before. I did not know anything before when I was asleep. Now I am awake. Who is this I who is awake? The same I who existed in sleep. The same I who exists in sleep is awake. Is it clear now? But when I was asleep, what was I? Pure existence consciousness. San matraha. Why I was pure existence in consciousness? Because karana upasamharanat. Due to the withdrawal of sense are these karanani, organs of transactions. Is it clear? So, I slept well. I did not know. Prag asvapsam iti. Prabodha samaye. On waking up, one who recollects, one who recognizes. Pratyabhijna. Janati, abhijanati, pratyabhijanati. He is able to recollect his experience. He can say, I. Where will you throw away the I? Can you say, I'm awake now, I was not there before? Even to say, I was not there before, you should know that you. How do you know you were not there before? How do you say that you were not there before? That is why when you say, before the birth of this body, I was not there. How do you know you were not there? That means you were there. Understand? You were there. That is why you know you were not there. To know you are not there, you should be there. My God. I was not, we can say now, I am not there in that house now, I am in this house. Yesterday I was not here, I know. I was there very much. I was there very much to know that I was not here yesterday. I was in Woodstock. Isn't it? So, you can't say, I was not there. Where will throw the I? Prabodha samaye, on waking up. Prabodha samaye, pratyabhijnayate. Who is that one who recollects? One who recognizes, I slept well, I did not know anything. That person was nothing but pure, unqualified consciousness, existence. Because of the withdrawal of senses, organs, that consciousness is the reality, the Dakshinamurti, Swarupam. The Dakshinamurti is the one who is our teacher. Unto the Dakshinamurti, my salutations, says here. Every Dakshinamurti, how he beautifully describes. Who is Dakshinamurti? Jnanam. Dakshinamurti is pure knowledge. Pure existence consciousness. Arive Vadivana Devamna. Pure knowledge. Pure consciousness. So he says, that's why, Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshinamurtaye, Dakshinamurtaye. So I offer my prostrations, salutations unto the Lord Dakshinamurti, who is the mom of this Guru Murti. Who is Dakshinamurti? Yaha Pratyabhijnayate. the pure consciousness existence, this person, the individualized, localized, the qualified, existence, which says, I was, I slept well, I did not know anything. And one who recognizes now as I am, recognizes, now I am here, that pure existence is what now? Actually, one who was asleep as though non-existent in deep sleep state, really not non-existent. The I was not non-existent in deep sleep state. Was I existent or non-existent in deep sleep state? Existent. It was not non-existent, but what? Non-prominent. Why non-prominent? Unqualified, attributeless. Unqualified, attributeless, pure existence consciousness is I. In waking state, because of this karanani, ekadasha karanani, because of the transactions, because of this new status as knower, seer, doer, hearer, etc., qualified exists, but now individualized with division such as subject, object, knowledge, etc. Is it clear? Okay, we'll read the verse again.
Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho. Maya samachadanat. Maya samachadanat. Sanmatra karanopasamharanato. Sanmatra karanopasamharanato. Yo bhut sushuptav puman. Bhut sushuptav puman. Pragaswapsamiti. Pragaswapsamiti. Prabodha samaye.
Prabodha samaye.
Yav pratyabhijnayate. Yav pratyabhijnayate. Pragaswapsamiti. Pragaswapsamiti. Prabodha samaye.
Prabodha samaye.
Yav pratyabhijnayate. Pratyabhijnayate. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Dakshina Murtaye.
So Yaha Puman Maya Samachadanat Karana Upasamharanataha Rahu Grasta Divakara Indu Sadrushaha Sanmatraha Sushuptaha Abhut. Yaha, same person. Prag Aswapsam Iti Prabodha Samaye Pratyabhijnayate Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Dakshina Murtaye Idam Namaha. This is the prose order. Yes, Yaha Tasmai. He who. Who is this person? On waking up, divisions. Divisions. Is called what now? Savikalpa Satta. Existence with differences. Differenceless, undifferentiated existence with differences. Savikalpa Satta. But undifferentiated, isn't it? Existence without differences. Nirvikalpa Satta. For Savikalpa, Savikalpa, what do you need? Divisions and divisionlessness. What do you need? Time and space. Time and space will be there when? only Vikshepa Shakti is dominant. Avarnam is dominant here again. Okay? Both are resolved pralaya. Both powers are resolved means pralaya, isn't it? But when Avaranam is dominant, Vikshepa is dormant, Karanas are withdrawn, no divisions. Nirvikalpa Satta, San Matraha, pure existence consciousness. When Vikshepa is dominant, sense organs are active, then there is what now? Divisions are there, Savikalpa Satta, Sad Abhasaha. Savikalpa Satta, Sad Abhasaha mean the same. So you have to, the deep sleep state is the basis for Shunyavadi, to say nothingness is the reality. Isn't it? Because nothingness is the reality, because emptiness is the reality, because no thought is there, nothing is there. From nothing, Jagat becomes manifest. Jagat becomes unmanifest, again nothingness, goes back to nothingness. Emptiness. That's the only thing, because that is why this pure existence consciousness is available for recognition only as I, as the knower, subject of knowledge. As a pure existence, pure existence is never available, and consciousness existence is never available for objectification. It is never an object. It is available for experience means it is available for experience as the manifest consciousness existence. Isn't it? As the manifest consciousness existence. As like what? Every cognition implies what? Cognition of cognizer and cognized. Because self-reflexiveness we have seen already. So that's why the previous verse is not very clear. This verse made a little more difficult. Isn't it? The self-reflexiveness. Simultaneously being aware of you, the cognizer. You as a cognizer and the cognized object. No, I know there is light. I don't know whether I am here or not. You never say that. And there is no knowledge of light without knowing you were. You were without your being there. Similarly, you have to understand here. I slept well. Aham aswapsam. When kada prabodhanat prak. Before I woke up from sleep, I became awake before I slept very well. That expression itself is not possible, isn't it? If we were not there. What was that I? Who is that I who slept well? Who is that I who says, who did not know anything? What is it I? I did not know anything. I did not know I was. Therefore, what happens now? That I was as though non-existent. Not really non-existent. As though non-existent. How long? As long as there was sleep. Because there's something called waking up again. You can confine to sleep all the time. People be sleeping. They will not go to any other drugs. Switch out the mind, sleep. Pain comes, let me fall asleep. No pain, don't accept any pain. Everybody can really, you don't need to go for that. If Bhagavan knows, this fellow has been woken up and kept, only then he'll go through pain and pressure. And if you fall asleep, at least he tries to, let me punish him little less. Less punishment in dream problems. In dream, you'll have all experiences. Dream, fear, dream. Isn't it? So there is ప్రాగస్వాప్సం. ఇది ప్రబోధ సమయే ప్రత్యభిజ్ఞ. రికలెక్షన్, రీకాగ్నిషన్, వాట్ హాస్ బీన్ కాగ్నైజ్డ్ ఎర్లియర్, ఐ వాస్ నాట్ నోయింగ్ ఐ వాస్, ఐ స్లెప్ట్, ఐ డిడ్ నాట్ నో ఎనీథింగ్. సో ఐ సేమ్ ఐ ఈజ్ ప్రత్యభిజ్ఞ, దర్ ఇస్ రీకాగ్నిషన్, ఐఎమ్ అవేక్. ఐ వాస్ ఐ యామ్, ఐ వాస్ నాట్ నోయింగ్ ఐ వాస్, ఐ యామ్ నోయింగ్ ఐ యామ్. బట్ వెన్ ఐ వాస్ నాట్ నోయింగ్ ఐ వాస్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ స్లీప్, ఇజ్ంట్ ఇట్? ఇట్ మీన్స్ ఐ వాస్ యాస్ దో నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్, ఐ వాస్ నాట్ రియలీ నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్, యాస్ దో నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. వాట్ వాజ్ ఐ దెన్? ప్యూర్ సన్ మాత్ర, ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, వితౌట్ ఎనీ క్వాలిఫికేషన్, వితౌట్ ఎనీ అట్రిబ్యూట్. అండ్ వేకింగ్ అప్, ఐఎమ్ అవేక్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ, హెస్ కమ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్, హెస్ కమ్ వేకర్. Seer, hearer. Suppose all of us close our eyes and also, you know, quietly do the japam, meditator eye. Your attention is totally focused on the japam you are doing in the mind, the jamantra. Then, even then what happens now? There is no hearer eye. There is no seer eye. There is no smeller eye, there is no taster eye, there is no touch. The one who touches that eye is not there. Which eye is there? Meditator eye. Just because other eyes are resolved, seer eye is resolved, does not mean meditator eye has gone. Eye still continues to be there as what? Meditator. So in sleep, pure, isn't it? Now what about samadhi? Samadhi also, what now? Sanmatraha. But only temporarily. Only in jnanam you can be ever, isn't it? In samadhi also what happens now? Samadhi also you are sanmatraha for some time. As our experience goes, again you become what? Sadabhasa. Resolved all the thoughts, all the transactions are withdrawn in samadhi. Only thing is, you know you are in samadhi. Even then you do not know what you are in samadhi. You are as pure consciousness existence, but you do not know I am pure consciousness existence. In deep sleep state, you are pure consciousness existence, not knowing you are. In samadhi, you are pure consciousness existence, knowing you are. But even samadhi, you are not knowing you are pure consciousness existence. Got the point now? Difference. In jnanam, you are pure consciousness existence, knowing you are pure consciousness existence. Is it clear? And you knowing the difference. In sleep, I am unqualified. In deep waking also, I am still the same pure consciousness existence with the qualification. Therefore, he shunyavadin, non-existence, asatvadaha, asatvadaha, non-existence is the reality, non-existence is the self, I am emptiness, that vada, that argument of Shunyavadi have been refuted by Shankara saying, I am pure existence, sat chit atma, not non-existence. Pure existence, which is pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, Satchidananda Swarupaha Aham, Atma. I the self am of the nature of pure existence, consciousness. Okay, the one who recognizes that consciousness is the Swarupa of Dakshinamurti. Dakshinamurti is none other than the personification of that pure consciousness existence, which is there as though non-existent in deep sleep state because of the withdrawal of senses, as pure existence, and which is there as the manifest existence when the sense organs are functional, as with the qualifications and attributes. That Dakshinamurti is in the form of the Gurumurti. Unto the Dakshinamurti, Guru Murti, my salutations. Class is over. You can chant the verses. Because we are chanting these verses are so beautiful and so nice. We can chant from the beginning. Because I want all of you to memorize these verses.
Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivodbhutayatha nidraya yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanameva dvayam tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam Shri Dakshinamurtaye Bidasyantarivankuro jagadidam Pranirvikalpam manaha Maya kalpita desha kalakalana Vaichitra chitri kritam Maya viva vijrambhayatyapi Mahayogi vayasvechaya tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam shri dakshina murtaye yasyaiva spuranam sadatmakamasat kalpartagam bhasate shakshatattvamasiti vedavachasa Yo bodhayatyashritan Yasakshat karanat bhavena Punaravrittir bhavambo nidau Tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam Shri dakshina murtaye Dana chidra gatodarasthita Mahadipa prabhavaswaram Jnanam yasyatu chakshuradikarana Dvara bahispandate Janamititameva bhantam Anubhatyetat samastam jagat Tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye Deham Pranamapi Indriyanyapi Chalam Buddhim Chashunyam Viduhu Stri Balanda Jadopamastvahamiti Bhranta Brisham Vadinaha Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita Mahavyamoha Samharine Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye Rahu Grasta Divakarendu Sadrusho Maya Samachadanat Sanmatra Karanopa Samharanato Yobhut Sushuptav Puman Ragaswapsamiti Prabodha Samaye Yav Pratyabhijnayate Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye Pragaswapsamiti
Pragaswapsamiti
ప్రబోధ సమయే
ప్రబోధ సమయే
యః ప్రత్యభిజ్ఞాయతే
యః
ప్రత్యభిజ్ఞాయతే తస్మై శ్రీ గురుమూర్తయే నమైదం
తస్మై
శ్రీ గురుమూర్తయే నమైదం శ్రీ దక్షిణామూర్తయే
About this samadhi. Samadhi, you said it is an experience in time and place, isn't it?
Yeah.
If that is an experience, are the senses and the mind involved in that experience?
No.
That is so, it becomes a qualified.
No. Experience thing. Means,
yes.
See, even deep sleep state is an experience.
Yes.
Isn't it? Experience means you are able to talk about it.
Yeah.
So in samadhi, senses are not involved.
Yeah.
Sense organs are withdrawn.
Yeah.
World is, that everything is withdrawn.
Yeah.
You put the mind also, that's why samadhi is a very special experience wherein you resolve the mind. Like in deep sleep state.
So see, what is the difference between samadhi and deep sleep state?
That's why you don't know you are in samadhi, in deep sleep state. In samadhi, you know you are.
You know you are.
But even samadhi, you don't know you what you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, told the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You know you are
In
samadhi, but you do not know what you are.
Hmm.
Even then ignorance is there.
Yeah.
See, samadhi experience, see, putting the thoughts to sleep will not remove the ignorance.
Yeah.
See, you want to make the jagat non-existent. All that you need to do is what? Now be focused in one thing. Take the attention of mind from everything, jagat will become non-existent. If you don't pay attention to something, it is as good as non-existent. You know that? You become non-entity. If attention is not there, where is that? Amazing, isn't it? That is why Swami says, the whole jagat is here with this mind. Your mind, in the mind around jagat is. If your mind is folded, where is the jagat?
So
where is the jagat?
Even if you are awake, if the mind is not has no attention to the jagat.
Now awake means how much you are awake, how awake you are.
Awake
what? You know you are. See, being conscious of you are. See, you are means you are awake. You do not know you are means you are asleep. Is it clear now? If you do not know you are, then you are asleep. If you know you are awake. But according to Shastram, if you know you are half awake. If you know what you are fully awake. Is it clear? According to Shastram. No, see, Vyavahara in day-to-day transactions, if you know you are, it is waking state. We do not know you are this deep sleep state. It's general vivahara in transactions, one worldly transaction, we say that. But in the books of Shastram, according to Shastram, if you know you are half awake. If you know what you are fully awake.
Can I ask this question? It's just that in the Sanmatra, near the kalpa.
Sapta.
Sapta, which is temporary. It's not jhana.
Not temporary.
Sorry, near the kalpa samadhi is temporary.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, obviously there is the resolution of Arvarana and Vikshepa Shakti there. What the question is when I study, then help this person anyway, to understand the self-reflectiveness, because we understand pure existence as Satchitananda Svarupa. So at the moment, my understanding still hasn't reached what Satchitananda Rupa could be as pure existence.
Yep, no, pure existence is Satchitananda.
Yeah, but how can we say how can we understand the qualification? We've spoken about existence, recovering existence, you know, all consciousness, bliss, happiness. It's obviously not a qualification the way we understand it.
Yeah, yeah. The soul is Swarupam. Where is Swarupam?
It's Swarupam. But I need to make the step from it intellectualizing what the self-reflectiveness of such Dhamma is to knowing what such a Dhamma is. So will that be...
No. That is why what happens in Adi. You have to listen some more time. See, the again is still like such the one who is asking the very question is Satchidananda. The one who is asking the very question is Satchidananda. Understand what I'm saying? Actually, that is why there is no such thing called understanding first, recognizing later. The dichotomy is not there. First I understand. Like what I read about a place in a book, and I have knowledge of the book, knowledge of the place, book knowledge of the place, theoretical knowledge of the place, and direct knowledge of the place when I go there. I recognize personal experience I have, isn't it? Then the dichotomy is involved. First understanding, then recognition, cognition. Whereas in Shastra study, as I'm teaching now, you can see that as I was teaching this, understanding is understanding and cognition are simultaneous. You see the difference now? There's no dichotomy is not there. There's no division is not there. Subject, no, first, actually this division means first, no, indirect knowledge, then direct knowledge, that such division is not there. In empirical knowledge, division is possible. Knowledge of any object, empirical knowledge, such division is possible. Dichotomy is possible. Whereas here, it is not possible. As you study, you understand this. What is that, the reality? You're understanding here, the reality is existence. How the existence is, what is there, the pure existence alone, in the pure existence without the thought, the knowledge, cognition. Isn't it? Without knowledge, I am is a thought. Even that thought is not there. The thought is there, because mind is functional. When the mind is non-functional, when you say, mind is non-operating, what happens then? No thought is rising. All the thoughts are resolved. All the thoughts are resolved. Isn't it? Everything is resolved. That is why we say Shakti. Shakti is the subtlest. The Shakti is resolves also what now? What is there is pure consciousness existence. The pure consciousness existence is the substance of the substantive I. When you are understanding in the class, there is cognition of consciousness. Cognition of existence, which is consciousness. Is it clear now? Do you see that? Not afterwards. There is no such thing called experience, self-experience, self-realization. That is why I told this. There is cognition involves cognizer and the cognized simultaneously. There cannot be the cognition involving only the cognized without involving the cognizer. You are aware of yourself when you are aware of an object. Simultaneously. That is what is self-reflexiveness, isn't it? That is how you are evident, self-evident. Self-evidently you are experienced all the time. You are experiencing yourself self-evidently when you are experiencing any object. Simple. Now it sounds simple. Before it was difficult, isn't it? But when the object is resolved, no cognition, no object, no knower, qualification, what is there? Nirvikalpa satta. Division is there, savikalpa satta. consciousness existence alone is there as the cognizer, is there as the cognition, is there as the cognized. Divisions are resolved, nirvikalpa satta, pure existence. But pure existence doesn't speak, I am. Vritti must come. Thought must come for the speech to be, for the expression to come out. For the organ of speech to be activated, for the speech to come out, there must be a vritti first, thought. And with thought to be there, vritti to be there, there must be mind or functional. Non-functional means what? No, as though asleep. Consciousness, isn't it? Have you answered a question? I don't know whether I understood your question first. You have answered something. Okay, that's good. If I have answered, means fine.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.